I'm Chelsea Reber for News Talk 1620 WTAW. Ryan Dolliver, like most two-year-old boys, loves to laugh, play, and be mischievous. He does all of these things without realizing he's living with a condition that could kill him without warning. We spoke with Ryan's dad, Kyle Dolliver, to learn more about Ryan and the organization they've created to help spread awareness about this disease.
Well, Ryan's just a normal two-year-old boy. You know, he plays, destroys things, has a good old time. But he was diagnosed 6 months ago with vascular Ehlers-Danlos syndrome. Vascular Ehlers-Danlos syndrome is basically a connective tissue, a genetic connective tissue disorder, where his body does not produce a type of collagen in order to heal himself properly.
Okay.
Internally.
So what are some of the things that since his diagnosis, what are some of the things that, you know, you've noticed, or obviously before maybe he was diagnosed, what are some of the things that he suffers from because of the disease?
Well, the reason that we found out about it was ever since he was very young, he bruised extremely easily, and you just wondered what happened. But it took us about 9 months before the doctor started taking us seriously on his bruising. And that was because of a day we went to the zoo and we had him in a stroller all day. And at the end of the day, we got home, took his shirt off, and he had a bruise from the bottom of his spine to the top of his spine from sitting in the car seat. Now, what comes with vascular Ehlers-Danlos, some of the characteristics of it are bruising, deep-set eyes, fragile skin, thin lips, small chin, receding gums. He sleeps with his eyes open sometimes. And a club foot is also a symptom of it. And he was born with a club foot.
So because of this, you guys have actually started an organization called Ryan's Challenge. Why did you guys start this?
Well, the reason I started it was I was just at my wit's end. I didn't know what else to do. And whenever you're faced with something that's as life-threatening as this is, it really hits home. And, you know, I had to do anything and everything I could to help save his life.
Kyle, you said, sorry to interrupt, you said you were at your wit's end. Was it just the lack of knowledge, the lack of research, the answers that you guys weren't getting? Is that what you meant by that?
Yes, there has been it's the most under-researched genetic disorder in the country. It falls into that group where it's not super rare to where, you know, there's 8 people in the world and everybody's like, wow, that's crazy. But it's also not a whole lot of people to where they put a lot of funds towards it.
Okay.
So that was frustrating.
So since the beginning of Ryan's Challenge, what has the group, the organization, accomplished so far?
It's been a lot, a lot more than I ever expected. The day after I decided that I was going to start Ryan's Challenge, I actually received funding, an intern, and housing for an intern at Sam Houston State, which got the ball rolling very quickly into getting the 501c3 established. It took us less than, I think it was 3 weeks, to get all of our paperwork in order and IRS approval and Texas state approval. So everything moved. Usually it takes about 6 months to a year in order to start a 501c3. And somehow everything went really quickly for us. Also, with partnering with Sam Houston, they actually have a group of doctors there that specifically work on orphan diseases. they have decided that they're going to take us on as their next project in the fall.
Okay.
So they're going to start working with the families that are in Texas for now and getting them all up to stand and figuring out what we all need, because so little research has been done that the doctors don't even know what to tell you.
Right.
You know?
Right. Now, you're actually leaving for the UK this week. What are you hoping to accomplish while you're overseas?
Well, I want to meet with all the specialists over there that are actually working on research and treating patients. There's another nonprofit in the UK that was started 3 years ago or so by Jared Griffin, and it's named Annabelle's Challenge.
Okay.
And it's for the same specific thing, and he's been able to throw the first vascular Ehlers-Danlos conference in the world. So I'm heading down there to meet with all his professionals and see what we can do to team up and defeat this terrible syndrome.
Mm-hmm. And then on May 12th, you guys are doing something called Red for Veds Day. What are you asking the public to do on that day?
We're just asking them to wear a red T-shirt and tag Ryan down in their social media groups, just to show that there's more awareness out there than thought there was.
Mm-hmm. And if people, you know, hear this interview or they hear our stories that we're going to run and they, you know, they're interested, they want to find out how they can help or just find out more information, what is a good website to find out more about Ryan's Challenge?
It's www.ryanschallenge.org.
Okay, great. Well, Kyle, you know, what else would you like to add? You know, is there anything else that you'd like to say about Ryan or just about the syndrome and about the research and everything that's going on right now?
Yeah, sure. One of the horrible statistics of it all is that there's a 30% chance of a life-changing event, if not death, by the age of 18. And an 80% chance of death before the age of 40. There's also one of the major issues that the reason that we want to get the awareness out there is from what the doctors have said, that the reason that the 50% of the kids that die on the football field are running track, that is playing baseball, the reason that they have died was because of vascular Ehlers-Danlos or something that's closely related to it. So we just want to let parents know that, you know, if they do notice a lot of bruising or any kind of symptom, they probably ought to talk to a professional and just make sure that their kid's healthy.
Right, because otherwise, as you said, Ryan, you know, is kind of a normal two-year-old. He likes to play. And so really, besides the bruising, you guys may have not ever discovered that he was suffering from VEDS, correct?
That's correct. Most of the time, it's not diagnosed until the person is either dead or in the hospital from a heart blowing up or just all sorts of bad stuff can happen whenever your body doesn't heal itself.
Thanks again to Kyle Dolliver for speaking with us today about Ryan and Ryan's Challenge. Again, for more information, you can go online to ryanschallenge.org. And remember, this Friday, it's Wear Red for Veds Day. Wear red and use the hashtag Wear Red, the number 4, Veds. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.